When you were young, what did you call your father? Did you have? Did you
say, my father.
Yes.
Papa.
Your
and
mother.
Mama.
And did you have names for your grandparents?
Grandpa and Grandma.
Uh-huh. And
he said Mammy and Daddy. My father did. And my mother said Mama and Papa.
Mm-hmm. Sister had a son, what would he be to you? If your sister had a son?
Nephew, I imagine. What I'd call it.
And let's see. If your mother and father together, you'd call them just your mother and father. Your mother and father, you'd say, well, these are my, would you say parents?
If they were together.
Yes, your mother and father, if you say, now, this is my mother and father, or you might say, these are my...
Mom and papa, mother and father.
Or parents.
Huh?
Would you say parents?
If they're together?
Yes.
And talking to someone by showing you?
Mm-hmm.
I just say my mother and father. So this is my father and mother.
I see. But you would mean that they are your parents, right?
Well, I reckon so.
What I'm wondering is, do you ever use that word, parents?
Well, probably I have.
But not often, no.
Well, I don't imagine, not too often.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Of course, if I was talking out of the presence or something, talking about my training or something, me would say my parents.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, now they wouldn't know whether that would be my mother or father or
that's
not.
Right.
But
right.
If it had to be so, I could make it plain and
mm-hmm.
tell them.
Mm-hmm. How do you refer to your wife, and how does your wife refer to you? In other words, you call your mother and father, mama and papa, but how would your wife refer to you then? Your daughter would say, well, you're my daddy, or you're my papa, but how would your wife refer to you? She would...
What would she call my parent?
No, what would she call you?
Oh, she called me by my name.
Just your name?
She just called me Phelan.
I see. And how do you refer to her?
I call her by her name.
By her first name. Mm-hmm. If you're downtown, if you're in Holly Springs, and somebody says, well, I think you should do such and such, and you'd say, well, I think I'd better ask, you know, before she got sick, you'd say, well, I'll go back home and I'll ask my, how would you refer to her? You wouldn't call her by name.
Wife.
Just your wife, and she would say
husband.
All right. And a lady whose husband died is called a lady whose husband died.
Widow.
Just a widow. All right. And what do you call somebody like me who comes in from the outside? I'm not known around here. What would you call me, or some a salesman, say, or somebody from the outside? Would you call him a stranger or foreigner or what?
Oh, well, I'll tell you. I just say a history maker, something come through.
Oh, okay.
All right, sir. A publisher, something trying to find out something about the world.
I see. Would other people call him something else? Say that stranger was here, or that foreigner, or. I'm just wondering how people refer to.
I don't know what you're talking about. Yes, sir.
Uh-huh.
Yes, sir. Oh, we refer to you. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Well, that's right. What is the, what did he just call the nationalities? There's some fella come through, he's a Japanese, and he's so and so, so and that guy, you know, come through. Say, but see them have come through, all kinds, you know, see them and things. You don't see as many different people as did now the boy look like now, you know. Hang on, no, they used to call them northern folks. Some northern man, you could tell by northern folk by the horses look like they'd be driving, they'd come through. That's a northern man. Some of these folks selling stores and things, they didn't, they just drove all the way from North Dakota and around, imagine, in a little spring wagon. See, so just be out.
I see.
Others catch the train and ride and get the horse at the livery stable, see them in the stove and thing, drive around, keep them all the week out. And some of them would have the stove in the wagon with two mules to them, would just drive that wagon and stay at home sometime, pay him for his feed and pay for his board and drive on and stay in the country. And just stay around out there, I imagine, months or two at a time, all the summer, selling things like that. Mm-hmm. It's been all kinds of folk traveling through the country like that.
I suppose you had